My name is Splinter Dorris, and my father was commonly known as Red Dorris. And we had a section of land about a half mile south of this here Cannon Air Force Base. Well, that's what it turned out to be. And I'm running the farm and the cattle part of the thing and breaking horses on the side and so forth. And my dad was living in town. So he done the cow trading and the buying and the selling on the cattle and the horses. Well, he had bought 12 big Bremer Cross steers. Oh, I guess they'd weigh 500-600 pounds. And Mr. Ben Hardesty, Benny Hardesty's father, Benny and Jack Copeland, sold out this Clover Sale Barn to the Herschel Cavendish Company. And he told Mr. Ben to just back up to the dam of the tank on that old Dunn place there, half a mile south of headquarters, and let them old steers hop out and leave the papers there at the house. Well, I guess my wife had gone to club or someplace else, and Mr. Ben just put the paper inside the screen door. Well, I had made arrangements 3 or 4 days ahead of that to help Shelby Jerzyk brand and dehorn 125 head of big Mexican steers down there southwest of Portales. And when we wound that thing up, it was sure enough dark when I got home. And I unloaded my horse and unsaddled him and fed him. And when I got in the house, the wife gave me that papers on those Bremer Cross steers. And according to the papers, they branded everything that you could think of. It looked like the map of Mexico. Well, I got up early next morning, and I figured part of them steers would probably still be in that pasture. But I wondered where the rest of them was going to be. Well, I got down there at just about the crack of day, and I went to looking for my steers. Well, I found 3 of them. They was left in the pasture. Well, I found all of them but 3. I roaming up and down the section lines and things, and I got them back home, and I put out a little hay for them and a little salt. Well, I loaded my horse back in the trailer, and I went to trailing them 3 steers that was a-missing. And it seemed like they went south and west. Well, I'd trail them a while, and then I'd have to unload my horse and see where else he went. Well, I got down in an area there that was known as the P.H. Herndon Ranch. Well, the roads went to running wrong from where I thought I wanted to go. Now, you don't take a horse and a trailer every place in them sandhills that you think you want to go. So I had unloaded my horse, and I rode up over a ridge of sandhills, and I looked down in a little tight flat where there's a windmill and a tank. And I seen a man and a horse sitting on one side of that little dirt tank and a little black bull on the other. And I could tell at one glance that both of them was mad. Well, I rode down there, and they was P.H. Herndon. He said, "Splinter, said, get you a drink while that wind's blowing. I want you to help me do something." So I got me a sup of water. He said, "Tighten up your saddle." Said, "I don't like this little old black bull. I never did. And I don't like him any better right now. Said, I want to make a steer out of him." Well, I tightened up, got down my rope, and I said, "Which end do you want?" Well, he said, "You better let me rope him around the neck. I'll come closer to catching him there than I would the heels." Well, now, P.H. Herndon and my dad kind of knobbed around considerably in the horse business. He recognized right away that my father was sure enough a good judge of horse flesh. And they had quite a lot in common. Well, he drove on to that little black bull and roped him right around the neck, started leading him off. I sailed up behind him and caught both heels, and we stretched that little black bull out. Well, Pete stepped off his old pony, pulled out a great long K-bar knife, and I thought, now he sure is taking some wild old slashes a-cutting that bull. Well, he's mad at him and all of that, I guess, but I didn't think I wanted him a-cutting any bull calves for me. Well, when they got through, you know, I told him, I said, lead your horse up, take your rope off. I said, that bull's going to be mad when he gets up. Well, he said, he may be mad, but he won't be a bull, I can tell you that. Well, he got back on his horse and done his rope up, and I rode up and turned that animal loose. He said, what are you doing down here anyway? And I said, well, I'm looking for three big Brammer Cross steers. They come this way, and I'd ride a while, and I'd trail them a while. But I said, I don't know where them rascals got off to. Well, he said, now, I can tell you where your steers are. I said, they're right over here in this next little pasture with a bunch of cows and calves of mine. I said, I've seen them just about an hour ago. And he said, how'd you get down here anyway, horseback? I said, no. I said, I've got a pickup and trailer sitting back over there on the other side of them sand hills, about 3/4 of a mile. Well, he said, I'll help you get them steers back up there. I said, can you load them steers up there? I said, you bet I can. I said, when I start a job like this, I don't come afoot. I'm a horseback. Well, he said, you look to me like you are. So we got around them old steers and drove them back over them sand hills and got them pretty close to my pickup and trailer. And I drove on to one of them old boys and roped him around the neck. I led him up to that trailer, threw the slack of my rope over that sideboard, and I jerked him right up in that trailer. Well, now back then days, our old homemade trailers and things had what we called stanchions in the front of it. You could pull up a one before and put an animal's head through there, and then you put that one before back there like you would in a cow stall to milk them. And by golly, that steer would be there when you come back. Well, I jerked that old steer up in there, shut the back end gate, and I called my old mare back to me, took the rope off the saddle horn, run it through that stanchion in that trailer, hooked her on my saddle horn again, and I went to talking to my horse. Well, that old mare drugged that steer right up there, and I guided him, stuck his head through there, put that one before back in there. I called her back, took my rope off of my cow. Well, I opened the trailer gate again, and PH was having quite a lot of trouble holding them other steers even pretty close. So he helped me drive them back over there, get one of them close enough that I could go ahead and load him. Well, I roped that rascal and done him the very same way. Well, when it come time to load that third steer, see, he was making a whole lot of tracks, and PH was making some with him. Well, he brought him back by, and they was leveled out. Well, I pulled in there beside of PH, and I said, get the trailer gate open. I'm going to put this one in there. Well, I reached and roped that old boy, and I waltzed him up to the back of that trailer and put him in. Well, I didn't have no place to put that one's head. Pete said, now, how are you going to get that horse in there without that steer getting out? I said, you just hide and watch me, and then you'll know. Well, I took my rope off of that steer's neck, put it back on my horse, and I folded up my stirrups over the seat of my saddle, and I got my little mare up there just about where I wanted her to be. Now, we'd done that a number of times. I jerked that trailer gate open and hollered, get in, Molly. Well, that steer thought he was going to get out, but he didn't make it. Old Molly crammed him up there between them other two steers just like an accordion. Well, I shut my trailer gate on him, and P.H. says, Splinter, said, will you promise me something? I said, you bet I will. He said, now, the next time you need to come down here on my ranch looking for strays, would you let me know you're going to be down here? I said, well, sure I would. I would have this time if I'd had the ghost of an idea them buggers is going to be down here on your place. I said, how come you'd ask me? Well, he says, Splinter, said, well, that old mare that can do what she can do, said, you can put me out of the cow business in one night. And I'd appreciate it if you'd just call me. And I promised him that I would. Well, now, on sale days, when I could, I would ride Alice there at the sale barn, taking cattle off the scales and taking them back to the pens where that they said they went. And Mr. Ralph Preston, he had a little bit of a dairy farm or whatever, I don't know what to call it. He had about a dozen old Holstein milk cows, and they had a bunch of chickens. And they sold milk and cream and butter and eggs and frying chickens in the summertime. And Ralph would be a swinging gates down there on sale days. And we had a little lull in the activities, and Ralph motioned for me to come down and talk to him. Well, I rode down there 3 or 4 pens. Ralph says, Splinter, said, you get around over the country quite a lot. Said, I bought a little black bull to put with them old milk cows so I can raise a little bit better kind of a calf to have something to sell. He said, and that dad blame bull has run off. He told me what it was branded. And he said, if you see that rascal, said, you capture him and bring him home, and I'll pay you for it. Well, I had a pretty good idea just exactly what P.H. Herndon and I had done. Well, the next sale day, Ralph motioned to me again, and I was kind of avoiding him because I'd already made up my mind what we had done to his bull. The old man said, now, Splinter, said, you can quit looking for my bull. Said, he come home in a couple of days, and he was a steer. A few days later, my dad was out to the place. He said, son, I seen one of the dad-blamedest fights that I ever seen in all of my life. He said, I was down there to the horse sales trying to buy you some more young horses, because I done got almost got you afoot. Said, you just got 2 old horses left, and said they're looking like a greyhound. He said, P.H., and some feller that I didn't know, never had seen before, got in a discussion there at that sale barn, and they wound up out in the middle of that sale ring in a fight. And he said, by my watch, 1 hour and 20 minutes them fellers fought. Said they'd fight a while and they'd sit down and rest a while. And while they was resting, they'd cussing one another. Then they'd get up and fight some more. He said, when that thing got over with, and the sale resumed, said P.H. asked me to take him out to the horse trough and help him wash his face off, that his eyes were swelling shut. He didn't know whether he could find his way or not. He said, I helped him wash his face off, and I took him home. Said, now I want you to go back down there with me. Said, we'll drive his pickup back out to the ranch for him. You know, and P.H. said, Red, he said, there's a long, long time that I thought for sure that that dad-blame rascal was going to whoop me, but I aimed for him to have to do it. Well, that old boy didn't whoop P.H. Herndon, I can tell you that. He might kill him, but he won't whoop him.